Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hearing me speak as you are doing now, you hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or as descriptions for episodes, you see the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Your seeing and are hearing my word makes you a bona fide witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I would like for you to send in your name. I would like for you to send in your name to me, which will appear in the record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of God. Send your correspondence to me, giving you a full legal name and a simple statement giving me the okay to place your name in the record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Reading of the People's Law. The Word of God commands the people, Deuteronomy 12:14, Acts 8:10, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, Hosea 2:20, Genesis 3:16, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17 and 18, Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, and John 2:5. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rule over thee. You shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Reading of the commandment coming from God to the people. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be sent to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, HEPHZIBAH. Reading of the judgments. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years, 1 year equaling 12 months. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. Psalm 49, 1 through 2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God. Faith without works, i.e., Christianity, which espoused a faith without works, is dead. As a result, the unsound, immoral, evil teaching concerning Jesus is done away with. Judaism is no more. It shall not be remembered. It shall not be brought up again. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, and Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day are done away with. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. in a country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. They shall be forgotten and never brought up again. If the Gentiles and the other people do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles regarding their kings and other high and lofty ones. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, and Revelation 11:15. They are fallen. They shall not live. They are dead. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Their memory is perished. The kingdoms of this world of the Gentiles are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and he, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The people's irrevocable decision. Objective: to show the people's irrevocable decision and its result. The die is cast. The people have made their irrevocable decision. Highlights of their irrevocable decision are Nehemiah 5:5. It says, "We bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants of God." Micah 4:5. "We will walk in the name of or as belonging to the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, forever and ever." Joshua 24:21. The people's irrevocable decision says, "We will serve the Lord," Tommy L. Hart. Joshua 24:24. The people have vowed we will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and obey his voice. Jeremiah 42:6. The people have said, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. Micah 4, verse 2. It says there, we will walk in his, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's paths. We will walk in his paths. Therefore, I say to you, all constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the people's subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The die is cast. The people have made their irrevocable decision. I will read that decision, or the highlights of that decision, without breaking or mentioning the citations. We bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants to God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. We will walk in the name of, or as belonging to, the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, forever and ever. We will serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We will serve the Lord our God and obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We will walk in his, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart's paths. The die is cast. That in those things you have heard the people's irrevocable decision. In the irrevocable decision, the people say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, beforehand, Nehemiah 5:12. They say to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, we will do as thou sayest. That is a vow. The people's irrevocable decision is a vow. It is written, Revelation 21:3. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants, shall serve him. Their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The people make clearly known their subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 118:27, Psalm 100:3, Romans 14:8, Isaiah 25:9. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord which hath showed us light. That is the statement coming from Psalm 118:27. The next statement, we are his people. That's Psalm 100:3. The next statement, Romans 14:8, we are the Lord's. Isaiah 25:9, lo, this is our God, Tommy L. Hart. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. And the next statement, says, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shows to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass, or which must shortly be done. I will read those statements without the citations. They shall be his people. They, the Gentiles, shall be his people. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him, their Lord Tommy L. Hart. The people make clearly known their subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They say, God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord, which hath showed us light. We are his people. We are the Lord's. Lo, Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart shows to his servants, the Gentiles, the things which must shortly be done. Clear, unambiguous statements of the people's subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Just as the statements in the people's irrevocable decision are clear and unambiguous, in it, the state the Gentiles state what is to be now at this time, the time when God has come, the time God is on the earth in the person of Tommy L. Hart. The Bible's God, the people's God, the Gentiles' God, and others' God. The God which the AZB talks about so much in great detail, the God which the AZB supports, it exalts, and it upholds. We are in the time the Bible refers to as the day of God. We are in the time in which the Bible refers to as the day of judgment. The day of judgment has come. James referring back to the statement coming from Revelation 22:6, the Lord Tommy L. Hart shows to his servants the things which must shortly be done. Those things are seen in the judgments and other places in the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The people have the responsibility of knowing the word that has come from their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. They have the responsibility, you, the people, have the responsibility of knowing fully well the things that are in and make up the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. James 4:7, Psalm 50:14, and Nahum 1:15. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. You have the people's irrevocable decision. And because of that decision, that express decision, that irrevocable decision, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The people are under orders. The next statement, Psalm 50:14. Pay thy vows to the Most High. And that is Psalm 50:14. When should you pay your vows to the Most High, Tommy L. Hart? You should pay your vows to the Most High, Tommy L. Hart, now. And the next statement, Nahum 1:15. Statement says, I want to see it. That's what I said. I want to see it. But the statement says, perform thy vows. Submit yourselves to God. The orders to the people. The Lord. Submit yourselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Pay thy vows to the Most High. Perform thy vows now. I read some of the vows in the People's Irrevocable Decision. Then the people said to me, we will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, says. The vows. We bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. We will walk in the name of, as belonging to, the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, forever and ever. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord our God and obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We will walk in his, our Lord God's paths. Submit yourselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Pay thy vows to the Most High, Tommy L. Hart. Perform thy vows now. This has to do with, so as I end this, you have the People's Irrevocable Decision. You have vows that the people, you, the people, are to perform now. And we keep in mind that the people decided of their own free will to serve the Lord. They set it down in the People's Irrevocable Decision. Now, the law, the people's law, is predicated on, and it is representative of, the people's irrevocable decision. I say that again. Why the law? The people's law that I've been reading to you, the people's law is predicated on, it is based on, and it is representative of the people's irrevocable decision. The people's law is a reflection of the people's irrevocable decision. The law, the people's law, must be carried out. Perform thy vows now. Pay thy vows, you people, to the Most High God, Tommy L. Hart. Submit yourselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That is your duty. The irrevocable, the people's irrevocable decision is clear. The will of the people is clear. The will of the people's, the will of the people is clear in their irrevocable decision. It is clear in their law, which is a reflection of their irrevocable decision. I'm going to turn to a statement in Romans. Romans 2:14. Listen. I'll read the statement as is. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law to themselves. The things that I read in the people's law is a law to the Gentiles. Now, what is written is, when the Gentiles, which have not the law. The Bible asks the question, what is truth? The statement, the Gentiles, which have not the law, is not true. It is false. The Gentiles have the law. They have the Bible. Where is the law contained? The law is contained in their Bible, the Authorized Version Bible. So, the statement reads, this is the sense of the statement, the Gentiles which have the law do the things contained in the law. The Gentiles which have the law, and I have shown the law coming from the Authorized Version Bible, so it is undeniable that the Gentiles have the law. What law? The law concerning themselves and their God. The law coming from their irrevocable decision. The Gentiles, which have the law, do the things contained in the law. That's clear. Very clear. Which, continuing Romans 2:15, which show the work of the law written in their hearts. The statement there, show the work of the law. I have shown and do show, even on this episode, the work of the law. I read it at the beginning of this episode. I show the work of the law, and it is evident that I get the law from inside the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. It's evident, clear, obvious. You don't have to ask, where do I get the people's law from? You know that the law that I read to you comes from the Authorized Version Bible. You know that. That's unarguable. It cannot be denied, because that's a thing that is. Just as it cannot be argued, or the statement in Romans 2:14, you must agree with me when I say that the Gentiles have the law. They have the law, which I refer to as the people's law, because it is the people's law. It's the law that the people are to carry out. When? Now. Now. Perform your vows. Now. Submit yourselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and pay thy vows to the Most High, Tommy L. Hart. And isn't it wonderful? I am not the author of the law. I'm not the author of it. I wrote the law that I present to you from the Bible. The Gentiles have the law. The Gentiles are expected and demanded to what? To perform the law. Now, the law is evident. The people's irrevocable decision is evident. The people's will is evident. The people's duty is evident. Now, what wait you for? What wait you for? What are you waiting on? You've already been given the order to pay your vows to the Most High, Tommy L. Hart, and to perform your vows now. What wait you for? You have the law. Do it. You have the law. Obey it. Fulfill it. Walk in it. As you have said, you will do. So, again, in closing, I state the conclusion coming from this episode, coming from the conclusion coming from the people's irrevocable, decision. The people's law is predicated on, based on, and it is representative of the people's irrevocable decision. Now, and I want to read this again. Therefore, all constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the people's subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, again, hearing me speak as you are now doing, you hear the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or as descriptions for episodes, you see the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You're seeing and are hearing my word, the glory of God, makes you a bona fide witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Send to me a statement bearing your full legal name, and allowing me to place your name in the record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. See the glory, hear the glory, witness the glory of your Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. Reading of the People's Law. The Word of God says to the people, thou shalt do all that I command thee. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rule over thee. You shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815, Hepzibah, Hepzibah. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years, 1 year equaling 12 months. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God. Faith without works, i.e. Christianity, which espouses a faith without works, is dead. As a result, the unsound, immoral, evil teaching concerning Jesus is done away with. Judaism is no more. It shall not be remembered. It shall not be brought up again. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, and Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day are done away with. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the spoof and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy of Heart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. They shall be forgotten and never brought up again. If the Gentiles and the other people do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles regarding their kings and other high and lofty ones. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, and Revelation 11:15. They are fallen, they shall not live, they are dead, they are deceased, they shall not rise, their memory is perished. The kingdoms of this world, of the Gentiles, are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and he, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. You have the law, obey it. Perform your vows. Next time.